One Warm Line by Dodger Cadavra. Chapter 1. The Azkaban boatman rows alone. Harry's stomach turns with the slap of the waves. Wood scrapes on wet stone. The boatman bends, lifts something. Someone. He's waited 9 months. Harry's new bundle is 6'3" and skeletal. Draco has his father's eyes, his mother's nose, and 11 broken bones. Chapter 2. Inferno at St. Mungo's. Chosen career, up in smoke. Harry stares into the camera, flames dancing in his pupils. Pictured below, the charred remains of his scarlet aura robes, his melted badge. Ron vanishes the prophet, wipes away Harry's furious, stinging tears. Promise, Harry demands. He won't feel a thing. Chapter 3. Draco doesn't make a sound. The diagnostics scream for him. Neon violet panic and crucio green pain and saffron tachycardia stain starlight hair. He breaks 2 quills, throws 1/3. With freshly healed fingers around 1/4, he scrawls, "Sleep." Harry squeezes his hand, promises, swears, "You'll wake up somewhere else." Chapter 4. Hermione's ink-stained fingertips cross oceans. "Old magic," she murmurs. "English. Healers with specialized expertise." Ron spells a circle onto the map. "Any father in the Portkey could crack his ribs." Travel takes a trio. They make their arms a cradle. Hold tight as they dare. "3, says Harry. 2, 1. Chapter 5. Over the North Atlantic, Draco's occlumency flickers. Fails. He sleeps through 3 summer sunrises. Dream fragments lap at Harry's mind, his little fingers at impossible angles, his eye socket shattering, iron bars, blackened blood. Whenever Draco opens his eyes, Harry whispers, "St. John's, not England," until he closes them again. Chapter 6. How deep is the well of memory? No telling. Until Draco blinks, suddenly lucid. On the diagnostic, a sunburst detonates in a violet sea. Draco hides in Harry's arms, eyes squeezed shut, nails cutting Harry's collarbone. On the walls, words. "Sorry. Sorry. Sorry." "Oh, mate," Ron says. "It's okay. You're forgiven." Chapter 7. First bath. Harry holds Draco. Deep as the prefect's bathroom. More swimwear, less ghosts. Ron does Hermione's curls. Hermione does Harry's. Gentle. Gentle. Draco watches his face. A memory. Teddy, new, navy eyes solemn. "Doesn't hurt, see?" 2 hours, 3 files, 4 hands coax tangles. Draco's hair flows, flashes, shines. Chapter 8. Nothing about the seaside cottage says hospital. White curtains drift. Cobalt waves rush a cliff length below. Balsam firs stretch, straighten. Ron consults healers, watching the diagnostic for streaks of lemon. Hermione joins the circle. Offers notes. Draco's head, Harry's shoulder. Draco's dream, Harry's mind. A hushed, Common room chat. Underwater light. Chapter 9. The task? Sit on the edge of the bed. Draco's arms, Harry's neck. He's too heavy, muscles straining, breaths sharp. The diagnostic is killing Curse Green. Hot, silent teardrops dampen Harry's neck. Fall, Harry begs. I'll catch you. Please. Draco crumples into Harry. Ron whispers apologies, his magic soft, healing blue. Chapter 10. They start again. The shelter of Harry's arms made larger in the water of the bath. Ron's hair curls in the damp. He chats like a burbling stream while he guides Draco's arms and legs, bracing, stretching, patient like the tide, slow and steady, wakening the memory of bearing weight. Chapter 11. A droplet lands on the pillow. Harry fumbles for his glasses. Rain? Inside? No. Blood. Draco looks past him, concentrating, fingers flexing at his neck. Ron? Harry's quiet. Ron hears. Hermione holds Draco's hands. Ron heals. Harry vanishes ink lines. Sunrise. The tattoo was a bad dream. A broken curse. Gone. Chapter 12. July washes in. Outside, Harry floats a blushing rose into Draco's palms. Draco meets his eyes, tilts his chin, challenges.
If you're sure.
A firm nod. Harry cups his hands under Draco's. 10. 15. Draco sits unassisted for 20 seconds, then falls into jewel-green grass, pink-faced, grinning at Harry's cheers. Chapter 13. Under the apple tree, dappled light. Ron and Hermione stand at the cliff's edge, sea breeze tossing curls. They practice. 30 seconds. 35. A gardener sings as he tends the roses.
Rider of the moon goes by.
Draco balances. Listens.
Bright star falls behind.
Later. Eyes intent. Draco writes.
Song.
Chapter 14. In the gardener's dirt-lined hands, a shiny CD player, a slim stack of plastic cases.
First track.
Eyes crinkling.
You're about to hear God sing it.
They lie on the pillows, Draco curled close. The CD whirs. Harry doesn't know about God, but in his chest, in Draco's eyes, magic. Chapter 15. July's last day. A portkey pops. Pansy and Blaze. Blankets on grass. A happy birthday Harry cake. Draco leans on Harry, Pansy facing them. They play a childhood game. Peace potion hot, peace potion cold, peace potion in the cauldron, 9 days old. Draco's arms tremble, but he beams. Chapter 16. Hotter days, more games. Cushioning charms in the garden. 6 in a circle. Harry balances Draco. Charm yourself or you'll be out. Draco points, grabs a quill, writes, snake.
I did not cheat, Blaze cries.
Draco taps his parchment, accusing. Ron laughs loudest, Blaze laughs longest. Harry hides tears, relieved. Chapter 17. Moonlit shadows. The cottage asleep. A CD spins in the player, volume low.
To find there but the road back home again.
Draco lies on his side, Harry's hand on his hip, steadying him. Harry's hardly breathing. Weeks of work for one hand lifted. Softly, Draco traces Harry's bottom lip. Chapter 18. Next, solid ground. Early starts, tousled hair, joggers. Ron's hands supporting Draco's neck. Draco's hands in Harry's.
That's it, mate. Tuck your chin. Yes, like that.
One morning, Draco rolls back to front without help. Harry, ecstatic, kisses his cheek.
Silly, Draco writes after, face red. No, Harry says. Strong.
Chapter 19.
Steps, Draco writes, eyes hot on Harry's. But, steps. Draco, steps.
First, standing. In the apple tree's shade, a schoolyard circle. Pansy and Blaze help Draco to his feet, Ron and Hermione supervising. Harry puts his hands out, heart racing. Draco takes one, two wobbly fawn-legged steps into Harry's arms. Chapter 20. Day after day, all day, arguments.
Steps. You might hurt yourself. Steps. Draco, please, there's no hurry.
Steps. The day Draco takes 10 unsteady steps on spindly legs, Harry catches him.
What do you want? Harry says,
Draco panting, clinging.
Anything, if you rest.
A Slytherin grin. Draco writes, Snog. Chapter 21. Draco tastes like he did outside courtroom 3. Sweet silver magic. Bright. Longer than a frantic 20 seconds this time. An hour? 2 hours? Harry's more careful. Draco's less careful. And less. And less.
Bloody fuck, becomes, please, Draco, in Harry's mouth.
Like water to wine, curse to worship. Amen. Chapter 22. Can't kiss healing into someone through vigorous snogging, but Harry's done the impossible before. Who needs air and food? When Draco gets hungry, Harry feeds him out of his hand. The steps discussions continue until Draco bites his lip, considers, writes, spin. They dance slowly under autumn orange boughs. Draco leads. Chapter 23.
Prisoners are all out, Hermione whispers, midnight soft.
Regular wizards can't apparate across oceans. Can't bury shattered fortress blocks in a salty grave. Draco blinks, sleep pink, when Harry offers the jagged rock.
Azkaban's gone, Harry murmurs. This is the last piece.
Slip, Draco writes.
No,
Harry kisses Draco's temple.
On purpose.
Chapter 24. Harry dreams of the Rowan Shield. Wakes. He finds Draco silhouetted against embers. CD player nearby.
Below the hills were the brightest stars.
Draco plays it again.
Again.
Again. Then He lifts his head, takes Harry's face in his hands, leans close, his eyes like moonrise.
Stars, Draco says.
Chapter 25. Steps and spoken words go hand in hand, every movement laboriously coordinated. Waltzing in a salt breeze.
Slip.
They dance through spin and snog and silly, back to sleep and forwards again. Draco's new words come from the song. Saying. Sound. Stallion. Seek. Until one day, mid-turn.
Safe,
Draco says.
Safe.
Chapter 26. In the kitchen, Draco belly laughs, shouts,
Snake! Such accusations, Blaze scoffs. Fabrications all.
Why only S-words? Asks Harry, under the crackling fire.
Sometimes, Ron answers,
healer-voiced.
It's a holdover. From what?
Ron clicks his teeth together, blue eyes gentle.
You can still make that sound with a broken jaw.
Chapter 27. An afternoon alone in the cottage. Draco wears a new blue jumper. Harry, well-worn green. Until Draco nips Harry's bottom lip, his palm warm on Harry's neck, and says,
Shag.
Then, neither wears anything. Then, Harry's thighs shake as he lowers himself. Then, Draco comes, laughing, a sweet, breathless song. Chapter 28. On the first green day of spring, Draco gives Harry the precious, painstaking list.
Davis Strait, Sea of Flowers, Beaufort Sea, Fraser River.
Blaze reads over Harry's shoulder.
I know these, Draco, from one of your songs. Pansy, Hermione,
Ron calls up the stairs.
Hurry, Draco planned a road trip.
Chapter 29. Hermione expands the album three times, and it's still too thick to shut. Wind-whipped by a sparkling sea, laughing in an endless slope of bright, Healy Pass blooms, pressed shoulder to shoulder at 509 Maitland, their arms around each other always. In the photos, they're all holding, all being held. Chapter 30. Draco's next list.
Kirkstone Pass.
Draco. Harry runs his thumbnail over the words. This is in England.
Yes.
Harry's heart leaps. He jerks his head up and stares. Draco blushes, the color making his eyes shine silver.
Yes, Draco repeats. I want my home.
He taps Harry's chest.
In England.
Chapter 31. At Windermere, sun breaks the morning's mist.
You, Draco says, are like one warm line.
Harry breathes deep.
I want to be boyfriends.
Husbands, Draco counters.
Yes, what? Yes!
Draco laughs, snatches the goldenrod from Harry's pocket, casts. Magic bursts from the water's brim, sweeps past, and gallops away, singing.